join Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert and Mary here for segment two. In a moment, we're going to go cruise the world with Cruise Critic editor Carolyn Spencer Brown. But first, this segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection, SimplySafeRudy.com. Do you ever find yourself almost all the way to work, or maybe you're out with family and friends, and that nagging feeling starts? Did I close the window? Did I lock that door? It can drive you nuts. Well, you don't have to worry about that when you've got security from SimplySafeRudy.com. They have an arsenal of sensors to protect your entire home or your business and keep you safe. There are no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and 24/7 professional monitoring, it's just $14.99 a month. That's three times less than what the other companies charge. And here's some big news. SimpliSafe just released its brand new high-definition security camera. This camera is different. It connects to your system and sends your smartphone a video the second something happens. You can see everything that's going on regardless of where you are, so no more wondering. With its 60-day money-back guarantee and 3-year warranty, you've got nothing to worry about. That's SimpliSafeRudy.com or RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
Carolyn Spencer Brown is the editor-in-chief of CruiseCritic.com. She's been following the cruise industry for over 20 years and has personally taken more than 300 cruises. CruiseCritic is the leading cruise reviews and information site where a whopping 5 million travelers visit monthly to research and plan their cruises. They are the market leader. Joining us to talk cruising is Carolyn Spencer Brown.
Welcome to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. Look forward to talking with you guys.
So Mary just mentioned you've taken over 300 cruises. I mean, wow. we'll just start there. You know, I'd like to know if you have a favorite and share with us how you got started in the cruise industry for your career. I mean, did it find you or did you find it?
These are great questions. So the 300 number, actually, I stopped counting about 5 or 6 years ago.
So it's more.
It's definitely more. And, yeah. And again, that includes a two-night cruise to nowhere, and it includes a two-week cruise to somewhere really fabulous. But, you know, it's really critical. It's been really critical in my role here at Cruise Critic to really not just talk the talk, but walk it and get out there on the ships. And that's what we are. We're Cruise Critic. We're positive. We love cruise, but we also want to serve our audience and our readers with real information. So that's pretty critical. And it sounds glamorous, but let me tell you, it's not always glamorous. Sometimes you just want to stay home. And in fact, on my last vacation, I did stay home. How I got started was, I am not a natural boat person. I get seasick on just about anything that's on the water, from a sailboat to a naval destroyer off the coast of Norfolk that never moved. I got seasick. And so I was working for the Washington Post and in the travel section, and my editor wanted, he was very visionary, and this is 1997 or something, and he said, I think cruising's really changing. It's coming. There's a sea change coming. I want someone young and dynamic and who's not a cruise person to cover it.
All right.
And said, you have a problem with getting seasick? And I lied. I said, no.
Well, of course, you
I
want
mean,
the job.
Today, I should have stock in boning because I use it very often. But I took on the job, and I found the industry so fascinating and so ever-changing that I've never lost interest. Every year, something new happens that you didn't see coming, and it's been a fantastic ride.
Well, I can tell. I love the passion.
I did not see that seasickness part coming.
No,
I didn't at all. No. I was not expecting that, Carolyn.
It's not all glamour. Let me just tell you. You know, I've lost plenty of days. I did one story once. I went across the Bay of Biscay, which is notoriously rough. It's off the coast of Western Europe. And I took every potion there was, and then I tried them all out. And the only one that worked for me, I tried sea bands, I tried everything, was the boning. And the other little family story is that we don't have a good history of cruise in my family. My grandparents went on their honeymoon to Bermuda on a cruise, and the ship sank out of New York Harbor. My grandmother lost her trousseau, but extent of the damage. They all survived. But
wow.
All right. So let's get into, for folks that are listening right now, if they are planning a cruise, you know, for the first time, maybe some people have not taken a cruise, what's some advice that you would give them about finding the right cruise for them, either from the type of ship or the itinerary or to matching up with their own personal travel styles?
So the worst mistake you can make, I'll start with that, when you're shopping around for your first cruise or your 30th cruise, is to pick one based on price alone. And one of the really, really cool things about cruising today is that there are so many lines out there. They all have very distinctive travel styles. They market to distinctive audiences. So, for example, if you're really interested in food and wine, celebrity is a really good bet. Royal Caribbean's fine, but it's not. You're not going to have the programming and the events and the activities in port that are related to your interest. If nightlife is your kind of thing, then Royal Caribbean's an awesome choice.
Sure.
So you really want to make sure that you hone in on your travel style and match yourself with the line, and then shop around for the best deals.
Okay, great. Good tips. Carolyn, there seems to be a trend going on right now that seems to be beyond the shopping and eating in a port of call. I don't know. I've heard some buzzwords, destination immersion. What are your thoughts on this, and do you see this trend growing in the future?
This I love this question, Mary. This is the most important trend I've seen in cruising in the 20 years I've been covering cruise. Because for a long time, when you went on a cruise, the destination was primarily the ship. And then you got off in port for 4 or 5, 6 hours, and you looked around, and you got back on board. And you had no connection with the destination. And what we're seeing now is lines, whether they're very big or very small, are understanding that that people want to travel and not just be tourists on cruise trips. They want to get out into the ports of call and learn about the people and the culture and the food and have authentic experiences.
Yeah, immerse yourself, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so you're seeing lines, and I'm going to give a shout-out here to Azamara, which is really the pioneer of this, staying multiple days in port so you can actually have dinner in port or have to go to a show. Longer stays in port. Viking Ocean is one that's doing like 12-hour days. And also the most important thing is offering more authentic shore excursions, not just getting on a bus and riding around and looking at everything from behind a window.
Or let's take it to another level here with destination immersion. A few weeks ago, we had Jeff Corwin on the show. You may know him from Animal Planet. So he's hosting ABC's Ocean Treks that's being underwritten by Carnival Cruises.
Yes.
And one of the standout features is this. He's doing some pretty intense, adventurous travel. Now, we have two teenage boys. They probably would have loved a cruise like this. What do you think of this as well? I mean, so there's destination immersion, you hang out with the locals, you immerse yourself a little more, and then there's this whole like level of adventure packages.
Well, I think soft adventure or expedition cruising, and they're sort of interchangeable.
Right.
You know, it's always been a sort of a very expensive bucket list kind of experience, Antarctica, the Galapagos, and what we're seeing now. And this ties into people wanting to have authentic experiences on shore, is that the cruise lines are increasingly, whatever the price point is, it can be a bargain basement, you know, $100 a day per person cruise. It can be a $20,000 cruise. But lines are all embracing the more offbeat experiences. And the very fact that Jeff is doing that show and that Carnival Corporation has three shows out now on three different networks that are all about authentic experiences tells you a lot about what people want to hear about.
Yeah.
Well, I think we had, 6 weeks ago, we had Captain Borland on with the Crystal Serenity that went through the Northwest Passage.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was unprecedented.
Absolutely it was. And now they're planning to do that next year. Certainly, that was not a cheap excursion by any means. That was, your mortgage in the future for some people for that. But that was for some, once-in-a-lifetime
thing. It's just very interesting to see all these new developments in this industry. It really is.
All right, so if you're just joining us, Mary and I were speaking with Carolyn Spencer-Brown. She's the editor-in-chief for Cruise Critic. You can find them at cruisecritic.com. I'm curious, Carolyn, if there's a place that you haven't cruised yet, but you'd like to.
There is one such place, and my husband and I are saving it for a honeymoon. We've been married 12 years now, but we want a lot of time, and it's South Africa, or really, really Africa. We've done Northern Africa, but really going around.
Now, where would you look to depart from for that?
Cape Town.
Cape Town,
Cape Town's a great spot to start.
Okay.
And then maybe add on a land trip and a safari trip. That's our bucket list. So we have our own bucket list travel. We don't have time to
After 300 or 400 cruises you've had, I mean, listen, I'm glad you still have one. That's great. I mean, so, all right, so we've got about a minute and a half or so left. Give us an overview right now, people listening, of what Cruise Critic offers to consumers.
Cruise Critic is the original social media outlet for cruise. We were launched 20 years ago, and I don't know about you, but I wasn't even online 20 years ago, so I wasn't the founder, obviously. So essentially what it is, it's part of it is an interactive magazine, and that's the part I oversee, where we hire journalists to go out and who are experts in the field and cover ports and packing tips and ship reviews. And the other half of the site, and this is the heart and soul of what Cruise Critic is all about, is our community. And that's when anybody who wants to ask a question, write a review of their trip, post some photographs of their cruise, that's all, we call it user-generated content now. But when we started, it was just community. And that is the heart and soul. And I encourage anybody who has an opinion or a question or wants to share experiences or meet people on an upcoming cruise, come over to cruisecritic.com's community.
All right. Well, I mean, that's terrific. And you have so much on there. I mean, really, go check it out, folks. If you're going to be cruising, you're considering a cruise.
Yeah, you have to go to that site.
Yeah, just cruisecritic.com.
Well,
so, Carolyn, we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to look to have you on when we're planning our own trips and so forth.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. We hope you have a nice day.
Yeah, thanks, Carolyn.
Robert and Mary.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, Mary. So, I love the energy.
Another person I would love to travel with. Yes, great energy.
You're just building a list. I love it. So, all right, folks, be sure to vote in our newest online polls that just went up on rudymaxa.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return for segment 3 with Rudy. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, and we're so glad you are. Don't touch that channel.
Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.